I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Watcher.
Watcher, how you doing, man?
Good. I've only just got here from going down doing community duties.
Yeah, well, you know, that is your want.
That is the want. Yeah, it's always good to have kids down from the local areas watching the game. We had some mascots here, which is nice. Today's community game, we have Northumberland Heath Primary School here. We've had a couple of pupils walk out with some of the players and show some interest in the club, which is fantastic to see. But we are here for this afternoon's game between Irritown FC.
Crunch game.
You're wearing blue. Are you from Bearsted? Stand down there, sir. Hang on, wait a minute. Wait. Potato. What would you call it?
I would call it Bearsted.
Bearsted. There's always one in there. So we're here for...
There's a bear on it.
Yeah.
And you play at Honey Lane.
But it's easier to say beer is cooler, isn't it? But we are here for the crunch game.
So you need both emojis.
We do, we
do. The beer
emoji. Can I actually finish my intro?
And the bear emoji.
Right, okay.
No, you can't.
Take two. We're here for this afternoon's game between Irritown FC and Bearsted. FC. And Bearsted are currently sitting around fifth in the playoff positions. Yep, good nod. Thank you very much. It's an audio podcast, so they don't see the nod.
Yes.
They've taken the lead already. Irritown have taken the lead. I'm trying to do the intro and work out where everyone is.
I'll tell you,
a header from Harry Taylor over the top loops, over the goalkeeper. Bounces off the post and hits the keeper, bounces into the path of James Dyer.
Not even a minute gone as well, I don't think.
Bearsted at Edinburgh. Who scored that, boys?
Kevin Dyer.
Who got number two in the golden goal? Anyway, so the ball goes over the top, bounces off the keeper slash post. James Dyer stood on the far post and he taps it in. There is quite the call for offside from pretty much everyone in yellow of the Bearsted. But it's not been given. And Irritown are saying this is a huge crunch game between the two. And Irritown already find themselves 1-0 up. They just need to sit on this now for 89 minutes.
What a great start.
Good luck with that.
Yeah, exactly. But it's very, very... Well, we're at the golden goal. I had 5 and 20, so thanks, Dyer, if you're listening. You've cocked it up for us.
Well, we do like to say that we know what we're talking about on the pod here, and we did all comment on the keeper and his size. That's all I'm going to say. And that was a looping ball that maybe someone 6 foot, 6 foot one would have got a touch on that. But no, the keeper, nothing. And a great finish from Dyer.
Absolutely. So, yeah, there we are.
What a start.
1-0 to Irritown already, and we'll get back into league positions and how important this game is very shortly. Up the Dockers.
I tell you, doing the intros, you can't get the goal in. Has he even done kickoff yet?
Free kick in a dangerous area. Describe, Rob, while I'm doing this.
It was Harrison Carnegie.
Where'd you get to Carnegie Hall?
You got to practice.
Yep.
Taking the ball on, walking out wide to the right, and just got hacked down by a Bearsted player.
Look, what was
that Bearsted player?
Absolutely.
And now we've got James Dyer over the ball, looking majestic, looking what he's going to do. Looking at that tiny keeper, and he's thinking the top corner looks really inviting, I think, Rob, because it does from here. So
yeah, absolutely.
I think we'll stay with this. Why, as the whistle goes.
Whistle goes.
And here we go.
Dyer curls it round. Oh, what a
good
save.
Save for the keeper.
It's the right side for the keeper, to be fair.
Yeah, it's a stretch for it, bless him.
He's a tiny keeper.
Do you think he's probably heard this before? We're not judgmental on people's size on this show, because in his defence, he's probably playing a level none of us will ever play.
True.
No, but if he wasn't...
Who's number 10? Harry Taylor.
If he was in the under-9s...
Harry Taylor?
He wouldn't look out of place.
No, he wouldn't look out of place. But I tell you what, this is a very good start from Erith so far. What, we're 6 minutes in, and blimey, O'Reilly, it's quite the start. And as we were just saying, this is a massive must-win game for Erith Town. We're just outside the playoff places, and a win would put us right back in contention for the playoff spots. But Beersted are going to have a here to us bowl a party, really, Rob, won't they?
Yeah, I mean, obviously they've got a vested interest in staying where they are above us, because they want to stay in the playoff places as much as anyone else. So they will, but now they've got a lot to do to get back into it. So all in all, I'd rather be where we are in this match and where they are. So, but yeah, we've got to be on our toes. Really have got to be on our toes for this one, because there's a reason why they're that far above us, and it's because they're doing well.
Yeah, and it's a great start, as we said, from Erith Town so far. It's a case of James Dyer again being in the right place at the right time for the last goal, and he had a good free kick that was well saved, as we just said there. Beersted, to be fair though, they're knocking the ball around quite nicely.
They are, and they're also very liberal with their tackles and their challenges. They're well organised. You could tell when they were warming up for the game. I was watching them do all their rondos and all their little routines and stuff. They're well organised, well schooled, well coached, and they look like it. They, you know, if you look at their shape, keep their shape well. They're 5-4-1 in defence, and I think they tend to go kind of 3-4-2 in, or 3-4, whatever it is, 3-4-3.
Like that. A long kick there by Mackenzie Foley up the pitch is held well by the goalkeeper.
And a little keeper up front.
Yeah. Anyway, it's been a good start for Erith Town. It is remains 1-0. Penalty given to Erith Town there. Harry Taylor goes to take the ball, but then someone kicks him. Dyer's about to take the penalty. All the kids behind the goal completely oblivious to the fact there's a penalty about to be taken. But we will stay with this as we always
Important moment.
Where is Pete Cam? Where is Pete Cam? No? All right, fine. Just stand there, just doing nothing. Okay, thanks, Pete Cam. Right, whistle's blown. Dyer stands over the ball. Is he going to wallop it? Get in! 2-0, straight down the middle there by James Dyer. And we need some goal music. We need some goal music. There he is, on cue. There we are. Even Amanda's dancing. It's all go. Great start here by Erith Town. There we are. Yeah, keep dancing, Rob. Keep dancing. Yeah. You can see the bench of the home side are delighted. And it, as we go, two goals to the good. Here we go.
James Dyer.
And Dyer with his second one. The Diets will be absolutely delighted. Where are the Diets?
You know what? He is going to be trying for that hat trick for the rest of the game.
Absolutely. I'm going to go down there and have a chat with the Diets. I'll be back in a minute. Back in a sec. All right, we're walking down here as we're going. We're going along. I thought I'd join you lot. That was good, wasn't it?
Good start.
That was good. Wipe the tear from your eye of pride. Yeah. I'll tell you what, my best moment for me from James wasn't the fact he scored two, but he's beat a player from a corner. He's beat the first man.
It's an improvement.
That is possibly one of the greatest moments.
Here we go. Oh, one hand.
Yeah, but good start, isn't
good
it?
Excellent.
It's a good start. Do you know the thing that also is upsetting him a little bit when he scores? Have you noticed he's looking for the cameraman?
Well, can't you get one?
Who is in here? But don't worry, Dyer, we all saw it, and it's all been recorded on the pod.
Yeah, excellent.
I'm with the Diets. I'm with the Diets now. And with the group, look, we've got more of them here. Look, are you all part of the James Dyer fan club like these three? You don't have to be related to them like these three are.
Tom Ash.
He's all right as well. We will come up with a new name for him. But I'm going to go now.
Okay.
Well done. Make him pay for dinner tonight.
Hope to see you again.
You know? Absolutely. Cheerio.
Cheerio.
Right, I'm off now. That's it. 2-0. I'm here with a young Dockers fan. What do we think so far? Yeah, was it my eyes, or did you walk out with the team?
I did walk out with the team.
Have you enjoyed the game so far?
Yeah, it's been good. It's been a good game.
20 minutes in, 2-0, two good goals.
Yeah.
Yeah, good. Penalty, are you enjoying the atmosphere?
Yeah, it's good. They've scored a penalty and they've scored from a good angle as well.
What do you think about the quality of the game, though?
Yeah, it's been good. It's been good to watch. It's been a good game to watch.
Yeah, knocking the ball around nicely. Are you learning anything now?
Yeah, it's saying how like they knocked it round, because they keep knocking it to one and then knocking it back, so they're knocking it round the players.
Yeah, and they talk.
Yeah, and they talk.
And they talk to each other. Also, as well, because I believe that at your age group, young man, you're now playing the offside rule, aren't you?
Yeah.
It's a bit of a pain, the offside, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, not nice. No. You're not allowed to stand on the goal line anymore.
Yeah.
But are you learning the way, look, if you watch how Dyer plays and the inspirational Harry Taylor, Harry times his runs. It might be because he's not quick enough to actually beat the back line, but Harry times his runs.
Yeah, it's showing that, like, it's seeing how I can, like, not be on, like, be on sides, not offside. It's showing like how they stay on side, so I'm going to learn to stay on side.
So not only is football fun, it's educational.
Yeah,
absolutely. And every day's a school day.
Yeah,
isn't it? Just anyway, so when I say 1 2 3, you got to up the Dockers. Ready? 1 2 3,
up the Dockers.
Good boy, well done. We'll probably get the total number later on, but I tell you what an attendance today.
Yeah, it's a great looking number.
Yeah, it's really, really healthy number. Because
decent crowd, decent support. There's been some good cheers and stuff.
I think this is a really good, healthy number today for an attendance. You know, there's loads of people here. It's a big clash, a big game. You know, you can't move for people down the other end. And
it's a testament to all the good community work, to be fair.
Do you know what? There's a lot of young fans here as well today, which is brilliant. These are the future generations of any football, not just here of town, you know. So it's great seeing. Oh, that's a bad late tackle there by George Goodwin. He's got him on the... As the 11 for Bears did turn, George Goodwin was already committing to the tackle, has committed a foul, and he has got the yellow card, which a lot of people saying no way, but he has, regardless of turn, he's gone through the back of him.
I think that's the first yellow card of the game, isn't it?
Yeah.
Considering how many challenges that we've had against us, including a penalty and a free kick just outside the area, and he hasn't produced a card for either of them, I think that's a bit much.
Well, I think, to be honest with you, I was just going to say, I think we're having a good game so far.
Yeah, I mean, he has been having a good game, but it's the inconsistency that we always moan about.
Stop moaning. Take your Dockers glasses off, for goodness sake, man. Bears did now with a free kick on the left-hand side, the four standing over it. Harrison Carnegie's just standing in the wall. He'll probably get walked back, seeing he's only about a foot away. but he'll probably get walked back by the referee. It's very, very near to the touchline. I'd say about 5-10 yards away from the near side touchline. So unless he absolutely whips this in towards the far post, I can see this going towards the far.
That's where all of their outfield players are on the far post. Yeah. I reckon that's where the ball's going.
Possibly. We'll stay with this and hopefully either Foley or the back line deal with this nicely. The whistle is blown. Keeper looks up, curls in towards that far post, as we said. Easy peasy lemon squeezy by Mr. Foley. Well done, Axel.
Yep. Good, you know? Catch, easy catch.
Let's see how the kick
bread
is.
Bread and butter all day long.
Let's see how the kick is. The kicks are great, it's long, but do you know what? It's still in and it's going towards Harrison Carnegie. But it remains 2-0. Moment of danger has gone. Oh, through ball's played there.
Harry Taylor.
There's a Dockers podcast.
We are the guy who does the Dockers podcast. We just don't randomly talk into phones. Well, I do sometimes. Yeah. But yeah, there we are. We're famous. Good. We've made it. There we are.
I listened to it. It's brilliant.
Thank you very much. Say that again.
Yeah, I listened to it and it's brilliant.
Yeah, good. Do you hear that? Did you hear that Podcast of the Year award nominees who didn't even shortlist us? You swines. But a through ball's played...
No surprise.
A through ball is played to Harry Taylor there, who's one-on-one with a keeper. And the goalkeeper makes a fantastic save. James Dyer now with a ball on the left-hand side, holding it up. Not sure what he's doing.
He's doing the Lion King, you know.
He's doing the Lion King symbol.
Yeah.
The ball is Simba. Dyer's Rafiki. The ball gets lifted towards the far post. Harry Taylor heads it back across. It goes up. It comes down. Out for a goal kick. But good moment there. And we've got some good feedback. If you've got good feedback for the Dockers Debate podcast, as always, please email info@eriftown.com. And we could have scored again. Repeat your moment there.
I said, that little fella over there, he's a great shot stopper.
He's not a bad keeper, is he, to be fair? But so Harry Taylor then plays a ball across goal from getting on the right hand side to Ollie Milton, who rushes in, but his goal bound effort is blocked well by the Bearsted goalkeeper. But it remains 2-0, a great tempo. And again, we're half hour into this game, so it is going really, really well. And we We just need to convert these chances. I'll tell you what, whereas the last few weeks we've struggled with a build-up plan in the final third, these last couple of chances has been good goalkeeping.
Yeah, it's been good goalkeeping that stopped us, but the build-up play's been good. The moving the ball really well, the passing's been good, the crosses into the box have been good. Their goalkeeper's having a worldie.
Yeah, and what a difference the team makes with Harry Taylor in it.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Just having a target man is just nice. You know, his head-ons, he's holding up, he's good at holding the play up, he's good at nodding the ball on, he's good at second balls. He makes a world of difference.
Yeah, absolutely. What do you think of that one, Chris?
Well, the handball, and that's just the chance. Yeah, it was a great ball, wasn't it, by, I think, Harry Taylor across. Let's hope they don't regret missing these chances. They've had, two really good chances. They should have put one of them away and at least be 3-0 up. I'm sure Adam will be thinking that. We should be 3 or 4-0 up now. Let's hope they don't rue those and that third goal comes.
Rue, what a word. Exactly. It remains 2-0 to Erith Tan. And yes, that's not rue. Erith Tan now with a chance from James. What's his name, boys? James.
Dyer.
James the Dyer, yeah. From the left-hand side in his luminous yellow boots. Not sure if I like them, James. No. Curled in nicely towards the penalty spot. Keeper punches and it gets absolutely clattered there. I'm not sure who by. I didn't see it. So he goes down in a heap. I'm not sure what happened.
Straight back up again. Look.
Yeah, he's okay. He's all right. So we've got some time left in this half. Only about, about 2-3 minutes to go? Manager's not very happy with that one.
No, he's...
I didn't see what happened, did you?
No, all I saw was the keeper got clattered in all the melee that was going on in the area. But,
absolutely.
But, you know, you're a keeper. You've got to expect a little bit of rough and tumble when the ball comes towards you.
Yeah, Tomas takes a long throw there. It's flicked back. Oh, James Dyer saw his moment there. Fancy Ollie Milton, who has a shot and it's blocked. Drops to Ladic on the edge of the box. Ladic again, still in possession, runs out towards the left-hand side. He's being followed by a couple of beers. The players try to turn it.
And
it goes out for a throw. Good stuff.
Yeah, good stuff.
Good stuff. Solid half from Erith Tan. What do you think, my little co-host today? Good solid half?
Yeah, it's been a good half. Yeah. I think they've scored some good goals. They've scored
They've had a couple of misses, 10, though. That's the problem.
Yeah. They've had quite a couple of shots. A lot of free kicks.
Yeah.
And they've had, quite a lot of shots.
Big fry now comes in towards Ollie Milton. There's some confusion after it's been headed on by Harry Taylor. Harry Taylor now on the ball in the box, tries to twist and turn. Goes out for a corner. He is an absolute danger, isn't he, the 10?
Yeah, he's been really good and
he's
playing.
Is he who you want to play like when you're older?
Yeah.
Harry Taylor. But yeah, he's having a great game so far.
Game.
Yeah. James Dyer's about to take. James the Dyer, boys.
James the Dyer.
Absolutely. About to take and loft it in. He puts his hand up for the international symbol of I'm going to take a corner. Get ready. And we'll see where this goes. With his left foot, let's see if this beats the first man. Lofted over nicely towards the far again. On the far post. Gets looped up in the air, drops to Harrison Carnegie, who smashes it back out wide to where Dyer is. The offside flag's up. It remains 2-0 with only moments to go.
Walking football at Erith Town. This is a great way to get back into the sport that we all love. Every Friday night at Stanmore Stadium, Bayliss Avenue, between 8 o'clock and 9 o'clock at night. Walking football in partnership with Peabody at Erith Town. A fantastic way to enjoy good company, kick a ball about and enjoy the beautiful game. For more information, visit www.erithtown.com/walkingfootball. Or just email walkingfootball@erithtown.com every Friday night between 8 o'clock and 9 o'clock at the Stanmore Stadium, SE28, in partnership with Peabody.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact... you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Back for the second half, champs. What do we think of some of the shooting at half-time from some of the junior teams and junior players and community kids?
Sensational. Stars in the making, all of them.
Absolutely. You didn't see any of them, did you?
No, not one.
Okay, thanks. Well done. What did you think of some of them?
Oh, some great pennies, weren't they?
Yeah.
Where was it taken?
Where was it taken? That's very nice, isn't it? Yeah. Anyway, we're back for the second half. Irithan now playing from right to left towards the flyover end, as I like to call it. There's no stand there except for a sign that's fallen down. That's what we'll call it. Good first half, Rob.
Well done, True. Yeah, we've had the first half couldn't have gone much better. We're not quite on it as much when we come out for the second half, but we are still ahead of the game. They've made a sub, so they obviously felt like something needed to change, which is good. And it doesn't seem to be working out for them so far, which is the next best thing.
No.
So, all in all, if you'd asked, how would you like this game to go? You'd have said, two early goals, going at 2-0 up at half-time, and then just keep the pressure on the second half. And I think that's what we're doing. So it's all auguring well.
It's all going wonderfully well. The sun is in our eyes at the moment, which isn't good.
And it's Saturday.
Yeah, and there's a very light drizzle. So hopefully it doesn't affect it too much. One thing I will say is, be fair, the pitch ain't in bad condition considering the weather that we've had recently. The weather's been shocking, but with the pitch, considering, is actually pretty good.
Yeah, it was rolled yesterday, and it's done all right. It's doing all right, and it's good. And it doesn't seem to be cutting up much, which is nice. It means it can't be that damp. So.
No, absolutely. What do you reckon, young man? Would you like to play on a pitch like this one day?
Yeah, it's a good pitch. It's really nice. I'd play on this pitch.
Did you enjoy the penalty shootout a moment ago?
Yeah, it was good.
I noticed someone's placed in the bottom corner.
Did you score both your penalties?
Yeah.
How dare you? How dare you? I'm his manager, I can say that. That's outrageous.
Yeah.
Well,
You're supposed to encourage
the junior footballers of today. This isn't a coach or a player here of town, by the way. Anyway, Harrison Carnegie is on the right-hand side. Looks up as a bat to cross in. Nice step over there. Crossed in with the left foot towards Harry Taylor. Well defended there by Bearsted. Good stuff so far from here. Dyer wins the ball back. And oh, he's unlucky there. Unlucky. It remains 2-0. Irith Town are very, very much keeping them pegged in their half and not letting them do much.
No, it's the game's not as intense as it was first half.
But it's certainly not bad.
But it's not a bad game at all. And it's very much a game of tactics, real tactics. Like, you can see them trying to break us down, but we've been so disciplined and really on it, like in terms of like covering our man, covering our spaces, all that kind of stuff. It's been really good to watch.
And in my opinion, I think that the tempo has been solely controlled by Irith Town today.
Yeah, absolutely. I think there's no question of it. You know, we are on top at every stage. To be fair, we've let them have the ball they've had the ball a lot the last 5-10 minutes,
but they've just not done anything with it.
But exactly, because we're so on them all the time, and that's really what you want.
And full credit to the management as well, because it's been as we say, we had the midweek defeat to deal, and we could quite easily have had that hangover coming into this game against a strong opposition who are high up the table. You know, like, it's not been as flowing in recent weeks before that as it had been. But we're doing okay. But as we say, that ball comes to the right hand side, crossed in by Bearsted, chested down in the box by Bearsted. But JJ reads that superbly, absolutely superbly. Gets the block in, and then the sort of shot out of desperation goes out for a goal kick. But it's good.
It is good. It's really good. They've obviously spent a lot of time in training working on covering, defending, pressing. And what I was saying earlier to someone was we were talking about the game, and they seem to be pressing with purpose. They're not. It's not like they've got a shape. They're keeping to it. They know when to go, when to stay. They know who they're supposed to be with. They know where they're supposed to be standing on the pitch. They've obviously done some work on this in training in the week, because they're so much better this week than they have been for a little while.
Yeah, absolutely. I know. I really can't really add too much more, because I think you've just covered everything there. Here, if when they have wanted to really attack and go forward, they've got through again. Oh, lovely ball there. Oh, a ball over the top there. But a flick on by Harry Taylor. Dyer tries. So he lobbed the goalkeeper cleverly, to be fair. It wasn't anything bad that he's done, but the goalkeeper gets his hand down well, drops to Ollie Milton, but it just scuffs it a little bit. And again, it could have been another goal that would have been included in the missed chances, one on one.
He could have done really well.
Yeah, he's had a good
hand on stuff and stopping shots.
Yeah, and it could have, like I said, it could have been five so far to Erif Tan. Like that's three one on ones now the keeper saved, and the two that have gone in, so it could have been five. Yeah. Still two, but Erif Tan again turning the screw. Lovely touch there by Dyer. Whoa, that's a lunge.
That's got to be a yellow.
That is awful. Dyer is about to beat the last defender, plays the ball past, and the defender just absolutely flies into him, chops him down there. That's a bad tackle, and the yellow card rightly shown there. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
I don't know what you can say about that.
Yeah, I mean, he's a sensitive soul, James Dyer. But yeah, there's no denying that's rather meaty.
Yeah, it was a bit. I'm glad it wasn't me.
If it was a Domino's pizza, it would be a meteor. As they say, what's your favourite pizza? As always, email in info@irithtown.com. I'm going to record this because my young co-host for today said it's a dangerous free kick. It gets called in nicely by Dyer. Good save by the keeper. And then there's the follow-up by Harry Truman. It seems that the keeper and Truman come together, and Beresford aren't particularly happy by what they've seen there. But the play continues while the keeper does seem he gets up okay. Hope he's all right, because he's had a good game, the keeper. But Erif Tan now back in position, plays the ball up to Ollie Milton, who's running towards the right fullback, drops his shoulder, beats him, cuts inside, gets a shot away. Oh, and they've hit the bar. What a game. What a game so far.
Great game.
Wow. Well, and that all started.
Terrific shot off the bar there.
And that all started from your voice note, young man. So well done, you. You've got a career in this podcast, in love. 2-0. It's been a very, very good game today by everyone in an Erif Tan shirt. But for us, a poll's just gone up online that said it's either between man of the match is either Tomash, who's been an absolute rocket right back today. I think he's been exceptional. For me personally, I think he's been man of the match.
I concur.
James Dyer, who obviously is the two-goal machine, the Dyettes. Let's hope they don't vote, because we know they're going to vote for the cheeky mixes. Number six, yeah, we said the number six, Tomash, yeah. Ladic, Melkonian or Harry Taylor. I thought Harry Taylor's been exceptional as well up front. Number 10, yeah.
Yeah, I think Harry Taylor's been good as
Harry
well.
Harry Taylor, but again...
Led by example, captain,
yep. I think there's also as well, you can have a shout-out for Jamie Miller, who's been brilliant, JJ at the back, and George Goodwin, who normally plays as a centre midfielder, sitting at the back as well, has been brilliant. It's good stuff, really good stuff. You struggle to find the man.
It doesn't seem fair to pick one person, to be fair, because it's been a real proper team effort.
Yeah. Even do you know what? Like, he just, our young co-host even said, fair play, even their goalkeeper's got to be able to shout for man of the match.
Yep. Definitely their goalkeeper. You know, if I was Gary Neville, which I'm glad I'm not, I would choose their goalkeeper.
Absolutely.
It's been good.
We like it. Not long to go now, about 5-10 minutes left, and it still remains 2-0 to Erif Tan. Not any goals in this half, but a really good, mature second half performance. There it is! Yeah. Just as someone was about to say, Dyer's not getting his hat trick. He only goes and gets his hat trick. Where's the goal music? Oh, there it is! Oh. I'll tell you what. Is that one of the Dyettes who's collapsed in shock that he scored the hat trick? I'll tell you. Well, there we are. There we are, 3-0, and well deserved, James Dyer. Very, very well deserved. And I'll tell you what, it was a one-on-one. Well played, Dyer.
on the half volley, and 1-1. Oh, I, as the Mika song Grace Kelly goes, I like to be like Jim Kenny. And here we are, Jim. How are we, mate?
Yeah, very well, thank you.
What do you think of that moment now?
Well, do you know what? Right? I've been working with a goalkeeper with his kicking.
I could tell.
And today his kick has been spot on, and he's got his reward with an assist there.
Yeah.
So, superb. I had to come up just to say that.
Absolutely. The whole stadium rightly giving James Dyer a round of applause.
Been fantastic today, hasn't he? Fantastic.
Your man of the match?
My man, easily, is James Dyer.
Well, we've gone for Tom Ash. That's our undecided. We are. Tom Ash has had a great game. Harry Taylor's been superb.
But I couldn't have gone for Tom Ash
again. And we can turn the goal music off if we want. There we are, good. But yeah, very dominant.
I can't say Tom Ash twice in 2 days. I said Tom Ash down in the tunnel, didn't I?
Absolutely. So, but Erith Town, rightly 3-0 up. The Diets over there. You see, they've got the hankies out there crying with pride.
with pride.
Three goals and numerous corners that have beat the first man.
Well, makes a change, doesn't it?
Well done.
It makes a change.
James Dyer, we love you all. And what do you think of that, young? Thank you, Jim Kenny. We're gonna get Mika on the playlist next time for you. I try to be like Jim Kenny. Yeah. There we are. Good finish, wasn't it, young man?
Yeah, it's a good finish.
There's the superstar, Dyer. Well done,
it's a good finish, and we've been playing a good half.
Very nicely
both
done.
Halves, yeah.
Nice of that. And that should have wrapped it up. So not long to go now. It's now 3-0 to Erith Town. There we go! 4-0! Oh, what a finish that is. Where's the goal music?
Oh, Christ.
Come on. No, don't swear. It's a family show. Family show. Look at that. Look at that.
Here we go.
Milo's been on for about 30 seconds, gets the ball played through, is about to shoot, sees a man on the inside, and he lays it off, and there we are, 4-0 Erith Town. What a comprehensive win that was. Did you ever know, this one I'm going to say to Adam Woodward, I'm going to go to him, did you ever know that you're my hero? You're everything I would like to be.
That was a good goal.
That's a song. That's Beaches. That's Bette Midler. Keeper. Not as old as me, you cheeky thing. Anyway,
that was
4-0.
Callum McGregor.
Here we are. Connor's cousin.
Good goal.
Definitely Callum.
Yeah.
Good goal.
Good finish. Good, nice tapping. Makes it 4-0. But again, I think 4-0 was a bit unfair on their goalkeeper. Callum, yeah, absolutely.
Callum McGeehan.
Oh, he's not later on. Oh, Callum McGeehan then actually gets the ball, lays it through to the centre forward, but yeah. I'll tell you what, it's all getting a bit much. I'm going to have to sit down. 4-0 Erith Town.
Yeah, I didn't see this coming.
No, me neither.
Good game.
Good game. You sound like Bruce Forsyth, but it's a bit before your time. Up the Dockers. Full time, and I'll tell you what, there ain't no stopping us now.
There certainly isn't.
Exceptional performance by Erith Town.
That's probably for me one of the performances of the season, if not the.
It's up there with the Faversham game for me.
For the whole game. Yeah. Didn't let the intensity drop. When we didn't have the ball, we controlled it. We were great in and out of possession.
Yeah, really convincing really, performance.
Yeah, absolutely.
Brian is with us.
Hello.
Oh, what do we think, Brian?
Well, I was just saying to Rob, I think every single Erith player had a great game. Every player could have been man of the match. Obviously, we did a lot of damage in the early period with those two goals, but we comprehensively, I would say, outplayed them throughout the game, to be honest.
Yeah, absolutely brilliant.
So it's a great performance. It's a great day for us as well. It keeps us in the running in the league too, which is always a good thing.
Absolutely. Well said. What do you think as well with that, Chris? Thank you, Brian, by the way. Thank you.
Yeah, I think like Rob said, to be honest with you, I think from the start, the intensity was really, really good and they started on the front foot high. The press was what impressed me in the first half, and I think the first 10 minutes of the game set the whole tone for the rest of the game. And when I think second half was just a really good performance to just stifle them really in the second half and then bring it home really, and they done the hard graft in the first 25, made sure Bidge didn't get back in the game. And then they went and scored the third and fourth, which they deserved.
Do you know what? For me as well, it's not just about the performance on the pitch. Everyone played really well. I'm interested and happy as well. What a community feel today. What a great atmosphere. Yep. Well in the three figures today. The stadium was packed. Kids enjoying the halftime entertainment. We have mascots. We've got co-hosts on podcast, haven't we?
Yep.
Co-hosts on podcast. Fantastic day if you're associated with Erith Tan. Long may it continue. And as always, we will catch up with Ian. Ian?
Ian? Where did Ian
Who the hell is Ian? It's because I saw Ian down there. I need my money back for going golf. Well, we can catch up with Ian. I don't think people are much interested with him. But we'll catch up with Adam Woodward shortly. And Adam Woodgate, what's his name from EastEnders, is Ian Beall. That could be Mr. Woodward's new name. Anyway.
I don't know what's going on inside your head.
I don't know neither.
But honestly, I don't
That's what 4-0 does to me. I've got nothing left. 4-0 here, Dan.
This is Fred on the Dockers debate. Woody, how do you feel about your 4-0 win?
Yeah, I think we was really good today. It was nice to get an early goal. See, James Dyer got the early one, but I thought to win 4-0 against anyone, especially someone who's in the playoffs as well and in and around us, we had a tough ask today, and it was good to win 4-0.
Yeah, and I think it was a really good game. Both halves, two goals in each half, it was really good.
Yeah, it was. It was to come in, to go 2-0 up after 10 minutes was good, and obviously we'd done the same last week, but we didn't give up in the second half. Beers did throw everything at us. And we managed to get another couple of goals. Big shout out to James Dyer, the hat trick. I think it's his first one for the club. But no, look, all needs to be preparing for Tuesday now. Obviously, we've won in the league. That's that ticked off. And now we've got to worry about Tuesday night in Deal Town.
Yeah. My personal man in a match was Tom Ash. What did you think about Tom Ash?
You know what? If James Dyer hadn't scored an hat trick, I think it would have been Tom Ash. Yeah. And me and Tom had a little bet before the game. As if he kept a clean sheet, I'd buy him a new pair of boots. So I'm now 120 quid light, so that's whatever much boots cost now. But no, I don't disagree. I thought Tom Ash was absolutely exceptional. But if a player scores an hat trick, you can't give him man. You have to give him man a match.
Right, I've got to jump in now because he's taking my job. So I'm going to take over now. Well done, Fred. We know it's in safe hands for when I decide to depart. But no, Woody really, really needed a big, strong performance today. Beersted coming in a fantastic run of form. Erith, after the 2-1 in the week, needed this win. And boy, did you get it. What a comprehensive performance today.
Yeah, I thought credit where credit's due. The management of Russ, Al, Greeny, they worked on stuff. We've studied Beersted a lot more than we've done any other teams. I think they're one of the best sides in the league, the way they moved. Kev Elion's got them playing some fantastic football. But no, look, It's a good win. It's a good 4-0 win. Players took on board what we told them, which was good. And obviously, like I said, it's we've just got to make sure now we roll on to Tuesday night.
Absolutely. And we've spoke about the stuff on the YouTube. Fred, you just spoke to you about a couple of players there and how you played. But one thing I'll say, what an atmosphere today.
Yeah. What was it, over 100 odd again?
130 odd plus.
Yeah. 130 plus, which is good. So another good. I've seen a few people, new ones that are locals that have come to watch, so we keep plugging away for the community. That's what it's about. And no, look, we just got to make sure we focus on us now. We give the fans something to cheer.
Yeah, Northumberland Heath School coming down. You've got a lot of the kids here as well doing the half time penalty shootout. Like we said last season, you know, like the leisure centre, the numbers were great, but now you're seeing families like half time. The line was like a conga line for the penalty shootout, wasn't it?
Yeah, no, that's credit to you and your team behind the scenes with community stuff. We're just trying to build, and obviously, with support from Peabody, we can give the local community what they need, which is a side playing good football at a good level. And like, we've just got to focus now. We're in one cup final. Hopefully we'll get as many people there from the local community as we can. Obviously now we've got another one, big game semi-final Tuesday, and obviously we've still got to plug away trying to get in them playoffs.
Final point we'll talk about now, massive game on Tuesday. We said after the game in the week that it's 2-1, you're still in the tie. How are we, you don't need to tell me too many secrets, but how many, are we sort of focusing on that game?
No comment.
Well said, Mr. Woodward. Well done.
How many will go?
2-1. I'll actually keep recording. Yeah, we won 2-1.
Oh, the Harris effect.
The Harris effect.
Indeed. The Harris effect. Uncle Dave.
Yeah, there we are.
2-1 win.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here.
I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.